The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good.
For the second week in a row, we have Beth Rundell, owner of Keystone Fabric. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Great to be back.
Thanks for coming back with us. You must like us.
I do.
All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30, where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. And also remember to look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
Do you know we have hundreds of archived radio shows on the website?
Well, yeah.
Hundreds.
Aren't we approaching our sixth year
doing
this?
Oh, my goodness,
yeah. It doesn't even seem possible.
Yeah, 50 a year. Wow, yeah. There's quite a few.
Well, not everyone
is
You've
on the website.
You've eliminated a few.
There's a few that were real stinkers that didn't make the cut, so.
All right. Well, we have with us Beth Rundell, owner of Keystone Fabric, and we talked about fabric last week.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot to discuss with that this week, but that's not all that you offer at Keystone Fabric. How long have you been there? Where are you? How long have you been doing what you do?
Okay.
And your contact information, please.
Okay. Well, first tell you where we are, 1521 North Main Ave in North Scranton, which is right next to the old Scranton Junior High, which is now the Goodwill Apartments. And I've been there about 7 years. And
plenty of parking right in front.
Plenty of parking, yes.
It's right in the building, Keystone Upholstery.
Yes, I'm
and
in the same
Keystone
building
Fabric.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're a business within a business, and
yes,
you complement one another
correct
very well.
Yeah,
okay.
Keystone Upholstery has been there about 60 years, so I'm the new addition to their operation.
It just makes sense that if someone's going to reupholster an item, that they can come in and select
right,
a fabric.
Right. They have this wonderful space on the first floor that we renovated, and it's that's where I am. Their shop is on the third floor.
And you are open, and you have a showroom, and you are open
9 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and 10 to 2 on Saturdays.
Okay. Very good. And an appointment is not needed.
Correct. Just come on in.
All right.
Any project that you have in mind.
In addition to your fabric selection, you do provide custom window treatments and shades.
Correct.
What type of service do you entail?
I should say that the cornerstone of our business is upholstering, but many people also need window treatments and shades, so I offer those as well. We provide the full array of window treatments from shades to soft treatments. So anything you would need for your windows. Our service starts with helping people decide what window treatment is best for their windows, which is one of the hardest things to figure out. So we can help with that quite a lot. We help pick out a material that matches your existing decor and style. We help you choose an operating system that's best for your needs for the window treatment. I have hardware if you need it. I have people that come out and measure for a perfect fit. That is key. I also have installers. So there's a whole team of people that help you with window treatments. And we also fabricate the product. I have a seamstress, Helen Peel, who creates all the soft window treatments that we do.
So Pat has a question.
Yes. What's the difference between a drapery and curtains?
Nothing.
It's you set me up here.
So when you say you have the soft
soft window
treatment, well, that is the actual drape or curtain?
Well, it could be. Or it could be a valance or a Roman shade.
Oh, okay.
I just differentiate between soft treatments and, like, shades that we buy from a company or shutters. Shades or shutters. Some from, like, Hirsch or Hunter Douglas. And then soft treatments would be made out of fabrics that I have in my store.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's no difference. You can call...
Yeah, curtains, draperies. People call them different things.
Well, when I was working on the material for this show, there was something that I read that said, you know, it was that author's opinion, and I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, but they said the window treatments actually define a room.
Well, it's a big part of a room. Don't ever underestimate a window treatment.
And so many people do.
Yes. A lot of people, it's the last thing they think about, and they end up just throwing something up on their window. It's a mistake. It's really a big part. You need to think of your windows. Well, first of all, there's functional things that have to be addressed with the window, but it's also a big place for style.
There's a lot of people, it seems to me, that what's in now is no window coverings.
Yes, and I'm not sure why.
I don't like
exactly.
I don't want anybody to see me sitting there drinking a Yoo-hoo watching a movie in the middle of the night.
Some people like that really clean, clear, unobstructed type of minimalist room.
Well, if I was on top of a mountain, that would make sense where somebody couldn't see in. But if I'm on street level, I mean, I don't necessarily.
There's lots of reasons that people need window treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about all the different types of window treatments and the shades and the woven woods and the wood and faux wood blinds.
Right.
You have all of that stuff?
Yes, I have all of that stuff. Now, again, I would kind of differentiate between the two main categories, the shades and shutters, which are usually offered by the various companies that I have, Kirsch, Hunter Douglas, Graber, Horizons. There's a couple. And all these products are fabricated by the companies. So we come in, we pick out what you like, measure for it, and we order it from that company. So those are shades and shutters. I have sample books that show all of their options, and I can help you pick something out from what's available. And then the soft treatments, again, would be draperies, valances, Roman shades, cornices, all kinds of swags and jabots. There's all sorts of things that you can create out of the fabrics that I have in my store. They're usually fabricated by my seamstress, Helen Peel, and sometimes by Keystone Upholstering or other workrooms that I use, depending on the type of order. The vast majority of window treatments that we do are made right here in Scranton. So if you're looking to support local business, Keystone Fabrics really is the place. It's all local people doing upholstering, local people doing your window treatments. It's right here.
And they're real craftsmen in your place. I love the work you guys
just
do
the best
over there.
Yes, really good quality. Mm-hmm. And then, so if we go break that down a little bit more. Okay, so shades. You've got roller shades, all right? The regular old-fashioned ones that your grandma had.
That's what we have.
Yeah. Well, I got almost every house would have had them at one time or another. These have really evolved. I do a lot of roller shades. You'd probably be surprised. There's all kinds of great contemporary materials. Some people do their entire house in roller shades, and there are beautiful materials to choose from here. Don't underestimate those. They're a great product to use. One of the categories of roller shades would be solar shades. Now, these are shades that you can pull down, but you can still see through them. They diffuse the light, but you can still see out. And a lot of people like this if they just need to kind of cut back. Say they're on the south-facing or the west-facing side of their house. They just want to cut back the sun that comes in to their room. These are terrific products. They're cellular shades that some people think of as accordion shades or pleated shades. Those are beautiful products made of different types of fabrics that I have. There's the woven woods, like the natural-looking fibers that make up the shades. There's wood and faux wood blinds. There's metal blinds, and there's vertical shades. And then, of course, there's shutters. Shutters of all kinds, full window shutters, plantation shutters, cafe shutters, various louvers and slat sizes. So you can see there's just a real lot even in that category. And then the soft treatments, you've got fabric Roman shades. These are super popular. These are for people that don't like curtains or draperies, but they need something on their window. They want fabric on their window. So fabric Roman shades, they can be flat. You see, you just pull them down. It's just like a flat piece of fabric. Or they're hobbled so that there's a little bit of a roll kind of in the fabric. And there's different styles beyond that. Some are like a smiley. These are called soft Roman shades, so they're curved at the bottom. There's a whole variety of these.
Our neighbors have a covered rear porch,
yes.
And they have the Roman shades, right? Is
uh-huh.
that what they have, where they drop down on the sides there, the Roman shades? Yeah, they look very nice. Privacy
yes.
and everything.
Yes, yes, yes. Very good for privacy. And there's lots of valances of all different size, styles and shapes. Huge variety there. Toppers as well. Swags and jabots. And then draperies, you've got different pleat styles. There's the Euro pleats. This refers to where the draperies are tacked and how they hold the folds of the fabric. There's different pinch pleat styles. There's something called a goblet pleat that is looks like a wine glass at the top of the drapery. It's a little more formal look. There's grommet-styled draperies, rod pockets, and tab ties of different types. And then there's shears, all kinds of shears. So you can see that there's just a huge number of different things that you can
many
put on
many options
your window.
That people have. And I've seen people do, and you mentioned, you touched on this last week in our show when we were talking about fabric, how there are many options even in just the sheer.
Yes, even the shears. I have a whole rack of sheer books that shows all those different options. And these are beautiful, beautiful products.
Good. Okay. So you do valances
mm-hmm.
and swags,
mm-hmm.
and you'll do all different types of curtains,
yes.
formal, informal.
Yes. And if people are wondering, oh my God, this seems like so much. It's so overwhelming. I have displays of all these things in my showroom. So you can come in and see every single pleat style there is hanging in a drapery. I have draperies hanging there made with these pleat styles. I have lots of different valances of different styles and shapes. So people can come in and just like you would order off a menu, I like that one or I like that one. You know, it's just that simple. I have also lots of different examples of shades, various types of roller shades, solar shades, pleated shades, Hunter Douglas shades. You come in, and again, within 5 minutes of walking in my store, I can usually assess what it is that you might want for your window. And I'll take you in that direction and show you those products.
So you have a great selection there and many options. So, you know, people can do mm-hmm. just about anything.
Yes, yes.
And you have a whole team of professionals that make
yes,
it happen.
That's right. A whole team of people. So you don't have to worry about measuring or installing. It'll get in there the right way.
So from start to finish,
mm-hmm.
from the time that somebody wants to, you know, do this.
Yes.
They're selecting what type of window
mm-hmm.
covering they want to the time that they come to your store, pick out whatever, and then
right.
having it installed. How long of a time frame
okay.
are we talking
well,
about?
Well, it may vary, but I would say, you know, within a month, you'll have your window treatments. You know, if we get right on it. Sometimes we have to come to the house to see what might work the best for your window. So we need to ask a couple of questions. You know, I'll usually ask people when they come in, what type of light control do you need? You know, do you need privacy? Do you need to insulate from the heat or the cold? And I might steer you in a certain direction for that. How much of your window do you want open when the window treatment is open. In other words, how much glass do you want exposed? Some people want all of their glass exposed when the shade or the window treatments are open. And other people really like something covered over it all the time. So we need to ask those kinds of questions. Here's another one that I usually like to note. Do you get glare on your television from the window? Because sometimes we need to put a window treatment that blocks the light entirely. So when you're watching TV, you don't get that glare.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, yeah, right. How often are you going to open or close the window? Because if you're going to be doing that a lot, then we need to think about an operating system or a type of window treatment that can take that kind of use, daily use, open and close, open and close. Whereas some people just leave their window treatment the same place all the time. So that's another thing that I like to know. Also, I want to know if somebody wants to have their window treatment be a major part of their room design or a minor part. Because some people don't want attention drawn to their windows. They want things kind of clean and clear and uncluttered and not too busy and things like that. So that's another good thing to know. Do they need child safety features? In this case, I always recommend remote control or cordless operations. So these are all the kinds of things. And then, of course, budget. What is your budget? Because certain window treatments cost more than others, let's face it. But I really have the whole selection of options. I have very, very affordable. And if I know somebody's on a tight budget, then that's the direction that I steer them.
With us today is Beth Rundell, owner of Keystone Fabric, and we're talking about window coverings. How does someone get in touch with you, please, Beth?
They can call me, 955-5385. Email me, info@keystonefabrics.net, or come into the store, 1521 North Main Ave, Scranton.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have an amazing lakefront property. It's on Bassett Lake at 57 Maple Drive in Fleetville for only $154,000. This two-bedroom home has 100 foot of lake frontage with a spectacular view of the lake. The home also comes with a large two-car garage to store all of your toys that you're going to need on the lake, right? Experience these stunning sunsets, great fishing, and also it's the hot air balloons float right over the lake because the airport is right there, and that happens regularly up there. It's really spectacular. This great location, it's only 20 minutes away from Scranton, and this private lake is great for non-motorized boats, swimming, and kayaking. The home also has a newer roof, newer replacement windows, and an updated kitchen, and low taxes of only $1,300 a year. So if you're looking for your dream lake home, give us a call about 57 Maple Drive in Fleetville for only $154,000, and that's listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We have returned with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I know. I can see that. We have Beth Rundell, owner of Keystone Fabric. 2 weeks in a row, talking about window coverings this week. We're having a great discussion, all the different styles and types that you offer.
I got to interrupt, Jackie. She's been looking forward to this all week.
Yep.
She really has.
When do people usually think about redoing a room. It's in the springtime.
I would say, yeah, spring, fall.
Right.
Last summer was really, really busy. So, yeah, you know.
And this is the time people want to make a change.
Yes.
You know,
yeah. When people want to make a change, they're tired of what they have. Or they
need
just
a redo.
A new house.
Or they bought a new house mm-hmm. and they're looking at options and what would be the best.
Remodel.
Right.
A lot of times we do them.
Yeah, because we go into some houses sometimes and some of them are really dated. Like the curtains have been up since the 1960s.
Yeah.
Heavy drapery that looks like it's from a funeral parlor.
Right.
And when you take that stuff down and you rip it out, you really change the whole character.
Absolutely.
Really change the whole look of a house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does one know what type of window treatment to choose for their window?
That's a very good question. That's the thing that people struggle with the most is what to do on their windows. So I always tell people, come down to my store and let's look at the options. I have everything on display. Everything you could do to a window, almost, I have at my store. So I can weed out what they don't like automatically and point them in the direction of the type of treatment that they do want. Also, in line with their budget, we want to get an idea. Do you want to spend, you know, are you on a tight budget or you want to do something a little bit more elaborate? We can do both of those things. So my store is a good place to start. And then from there, we also go out to their house and see what might work. What if they have a different shaped window or specific needs in a particular room, we'll take a look.
I would think furniture has something to do with the look of the room, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to be right.
And it has to be right and for the style of the home. So there's lots of things to consider.
Okay, so, you know, you talked about all the different types and shades and blinds.
Right.
And then, of course, the fabrics. And, you know, a lot of people don't like heavy, complicated window treatments, window coverings.
Mm-hmm.
They like light and airy.
Exactly. So some people are doing, for instance, a lot of Hunter Douglas window treatments. Those are really very kind of stylized and refined looking. They're very beautiful window treatments, very simple and elegant. They might be a little more expensive than some of the other window treatments, but if you put something like that on your window, that's all you do. You know, you just put on one glorious window treatment and you're done. Whereas other people like to have a layered look. You know, they might like to have shears. They want a valance and draperies over the shears and maybe even a shade underneath that. So you've got all types of customers.
That sounds very familiar.
It does. Sounds like
I
where you live.
Sounds like my house.
Yeah, well, you never know my mood, right? Depends on my mood, whether I want to pull that shade down or just have the shears or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So do different types of windows call for certain types of window
treatments?
Definitely. Okay.
For sure.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. For instance, sliding doors. There's only a couple of things you can really do on sliding doors. And I guess the thing that people have long done on sliding doors would be vertical blinds. All right. Well, most people are getting away from those. Although I must say that vertical blinds have improved quite a lot. And there's a lot of attractive options. But we do a lot of these. And what we're doing nowadays are draperies on a track system so that they just move across that window back and forth. They just glide as easy as pie. So they're beautiful, simple,
a fabric option.
Fabric, yes,
okay.
A fabric. So you can choose any fabric you want, right?
That complements the room, actually. Okay.
So sliding doors would be one specific type of window treatment that you need. And bay windows are kind of difficult and call for certain types of window treatments. My seamstress and installer need to come out and measure if we do valances or rotting on that window. It needs to be at angles, so it has to be done right. And but again, every window has a solution. it's just a certain type of thing. Arched and specialty shaped windows also can be a challenge. And you see a lot of those in the new homes nowadays.
Oh, yes.
All right. So where do you put those draperies on that window? Sometimes you would use short rods on either side of the window and just have a drapery hanging down. Sometimes you might have to mount the rod very high over the window and have draperies hanging down. Or sometimes you just might want a shade that is fit or cut to the shape of the window. We can do that as well. There's certain things you can do in those windows and certain things you can't. We can certainly help with that. Sometimes people have skylights. What do you do there? Well, I've done quite a few skylights, and those require usually remote control shades that can be either hardwired or battery operated. So that's a nice option for those. Kitchen and bathroom windows require window treatments that can tolerate moisture. So if you're going to be doing those, we need to know. And then I would kind of steer you towards the applications that would be right for those windows.
What we did in our bathroom on the second floor is we have a shutter on the inside covering half of the window because we're so high up, nobody can see in. But you can still open the window and still get some of the air through. So that was a good idea Jackie had that we did.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be creative. But they really have a lot of different options now for all these crazy designs that architects are coming up with and difficult windows.
Yeah. They're beautiful.
Yes. Uh-huh. They are.
But I could see how they would be very challenging.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to get this at the clerk at the making $7 an hour telling you which fabric to get, right?
No. And you can't buy solutions in stock stores, you know, that just sell stock draperies or shades. It has to be made specifically for your window.
What is the most affordable window treatment for a window?
Okay, well, we can actually do a lot of things very affordably. I have very affordable lines of roller shades and cellular shades, plus I have very affordable fabrics. You would think that draperies would always be expensive, but they're not.
Yes, you would.
They're not. As a matter of fact, the thing we do more than anything else are stationary panels. Okay, these are just drapery panels or curtains that hang, you know, flank the side of the window, and they don't close.
Right.
All right, they just decorate the window, really soften the edges. And with a very simple hardware system, I have lots of those that are very affordable. That is not much money, believe it or not. We can choose a fabric that's not a designer fabric, that's just a simple cotton polyester blend, something like that, that's beautiful. And select a pleat style, whatever you like. And we can do a single width of fabric. All draperies are kind of created in terms of how many widths of fabric are used. So if you're only using a single width of fabric, it really doesn't take that much fabric. So it's very affordable. But there's a lot more that you could do than you think.
That's why they need to see you.
Yes, yes.
And especially if they're feeling overwhelmed, confused.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of people are. I know I had one customer come in, and she said, she walked in the door, and she stopped right there in the front after she got in the door, and she said, "It took me 3 months to get up the courage to come in here."
Oh, wow. And she
finally made it in, but you know what? It was maybe a couple of days, and we had her lined up. We had fabric picked out. She picked out this really glorious, big floral, I remember, and we did a whole bunch of valances for her.
And she was very happy. And then she probably said, I wish I was here
3 months earlier.
Yes, right. I'll tell you what. Let me just say one last thing. That is the thing that I hear the most from people. Oh, my God, I can't believe what a difference my window treatment makes. I wish I had done this earlier. It makes so much difference in a room to do something beautiful on your windows. It's a big part of a room.
Oh, yes.
And it's cheaper than furniture.
Yes.
Yeah. How does someone get in touch with you?
You can call me, 570-955-5385. Visit our website, www.keystonefabrics.net, or come and visit us, 1521 North Main Ave in North Scranton.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Pat?
Yes, we have a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home on Scranton's East Mountain at 1332 East Elm Street for only $159,000. This beautiful home was built in 1988. It has a 2-car garage and wonderful views of the valley. This home has oak trim throughout. It's got a knotty pine bar in the family room, tile baths, and a large 16 by 16 rear deck. That's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home with a 2-car garage. at 1332 East Elm Street in Scranton's East Mountain for only $159,000, and that's listed by Bill Wren of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And remember, you can always call us 570-344-6724. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. That's mobile friendly. And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.